Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
KG95.
It's coming.
DJ Bradley.
Yeah, it's like sometimes, like, uncontrollable.
DJ Bradley.
Innocent by reason of insanity.
Hey. It's DJ Bradley on your radio.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Today's Fast Mix, KG95, with 6 hours of stopless music brought to you by Cost Cutters, Franken, and the New Year. I know I said the same thing when I found out. It's like a mental orgasm for me. The Spin Doctors, Little Miss, she can't be wrong. The new sound of KG95. Hey, ladies, you guys can really sing. You should have heard them singing that song. West High School cheerleaders here. Also, the North High School cheerleaders here, too. We got about 25 people in here right now. I'm really getting stuffed and claustrophobic. I'm about to go throw up or something. There's Bruce Hornsby.
KG95, Tina Turner, why must we wait until tonight? 717 with BJ, go on the phones, hello.
Yeah, BJ.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I come down with you tomorrow night with those cheerleaders in there?
No.
Why not?
Because I said so, that's why.
Well, I'm going to come down anyway.
Yeah, well, lock the door.
I'll break it down then.
Aren't you big stuff?
Huh? I'm not a stuff. I hate you.
Oh, you're a big man.
The hottest item on the...
KG95 is KGLI Sioux City with the Hot 5 at 9. The most dangerous countdown in the entire free world.
And here we go, Sioux City, 9 o'clock, straight up with BJ, taking the calls for dedications. 258-FM95. Number 5 on the Hot 5 at 9 tonight. This is Green Day. The song's called When I Come Around. KG95.
Number 5.
Finish out of KG95. Rick, is it true everybody's going out gambling tonight? Can I say gambling on the air? Oh, probably too late now, isn't it? Whoops. Sorry, Ted. This is Expose, As Long As I Can Dream, KG95.
Hit radio, KG95. It's Gloria Estefan, Live for Loving You. 8:35 with BJ. Somebody on the phone with me here. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? You said you didn't want to go on the air with me because why?
No, I don't want to sound stupid like you. Just haven't figured out what you're doing in the morning, have you?
Now, wait a minute. What is it with you people? I'm just filling in. I'm just being nice.
Well, people like me in this gracious town of Siouxland enjoy good music in the morning, and I just don't find it now.
But you just don't want somebody to talk all the time. That's what your problem is. And I'm not talking all the time, am I?
Talking more than I am right now.
For satisfaction.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Jared, and Batman here joining you tonight. Thank you very much for being along with us. And often we will call our guests off the air during the break, but we decided to go ahead and give Tanya, which, by the way, I know you'll like this. It's spelled T-O-N-J-A.
Maybe she's Russian or something.
We'll have to ask her. Let's go ahead and give her a call right now. Batman will dial her up, and we'll get her on the horn here, and hopefully we won't have that really bad echo that we had here a few weeks ago. How's that been working? Been working okay?
It's been better.
Better.
Skype, you know.
Yes, I know. Believe me, I know. Vanya, answer the phone. You dirty. This is not good. Not good.
This is why you do it off the air.
Yeah, good point. That's okay.
Mercury.
Hi, you reached the voicemail of Tanya.
Where was it?
You been able to take your call. I'll call you as soon as I can. Thank you and have a great day.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Tanya, hi, it's Brad of the Brad Westmarch Show. You have not answered your phone. You are in deep, 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 deep crap. I've also got my partner here.
Hey.
Seriously, Tanya, what the hell? What the hell? You direct message me on Twitter and you say, I should be on your show because I have an amazingly sweet and sexy voice. And you drop all these dirty, nasty tweets all over Twitter. And we're ready to give you our Ring of Fire initiation quiz. And I set this up with you 3 days ago. And I asked you today if you're ready. And you said you were. And you didn't answer your phone. Ooh. Not good at all.
What happens if she's like out of signal or something?
That's
a paddling.
You know, if that happened, I think it would have rang directly to voicemail.
Sometimes.
Well, you would know about not having any service, having that service that you have that runs on a Dixie cup string.
Works good down south.
Yeah, sure.
Are we still recording the voice?
Oh, we're still recording, yes. Should I give her the number or shouldn't I?
We could try again. Would
that work,
Batman? We'll call her back.
We'll call you back during the next break, but you're not making me happy. And let's be honest, I told you this could happen, didn't I, Jared?
Well, Mercury, right?
Mercury's in retrograde. Batman, hang up on her, please. Goodbye.
Do we have, I'm just wondering, is there a weird caller ID thing going on?
I told her to be, I told the guest that didn't make it this week that'll be on next week to watch out for the area code. I did not tell her to watch out.
Well, it's not like she would know. I mean, she's a Twitter person, so she should have just,
Is she local?
Plus, she could call us back once she gets the message if she wants.
Yeah. Except that she doesn't have the number.
It'll be on her caller ID.
This is true. That's a good point. Very well. We'll see. You can keep an eye on things.
If someone can't figure that out, they don't need to be on the show.
Can you pick up the phone through Skype if it rings while we're on the air?
Okay.
Give me the big freaking
wave
there. Okay, if it happens. So I told you, Jared. I told you this could happen. I told you it could be a big cluster F. And sure enough, this is what I get for relying on somebody. This is why we don't have a live show and take phone calls because people ask me, do a live show, you should do a live show, you should do a live show. As soon as we do a live show, ain't nobody going to be there. Ain't nobody going to call.
Well, I don't know what would have led you to that conclusion.
Yeah, because we've done it before.
Right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It kind of pisses me off, it kind of does.
But if you're going to ask for something, you have to put some equity into it.
I would completely agree.
By either A, listening, or B, participating during that span of time.
I guess that there's a good possibility she's not going to call us back. And even if she does call us back, I think she's earned this. Let me tell you, I wanted to ask her what celebrity she thought she most resembled.
Oh, have you revised that assessment?
I've already figured it out because there's plenty of pictures of her on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
and while I have no problem with this, because I'm a little aggravated with her right now, I'm gonna dig a little bit deeper with it.
Remember, this is the new Westmar.
This is the new Westmar.
I'm gonna say that if she's emphasizing her voice, then that means perhaps that other parts are not quite as deserving of emphasis.
No, honestly, in her defense, she is not. She's really not technically one of those. She's really not.
Okay? Well, all right.
She's not. All right. She's not. But I will say that I think the celebrity she most resembles.
Bob Denver.
Meatloaf. No.
Meat.
The celebrity she most resembles. Let me ask you this before I tell you. Did you watch the movie Grease? Have you ever watched that before?
Oh, God. My wife has a horrible fixation with... I mean, I hate...
Mine does, too. You hate Grease.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, it's time for me to bring something out. This is the part of my old show that I miss, and I'm glad. We're going to go off on tangents here. I've just opened up one can of worms. People are waiting now. They want to know what celebrity I think this chick looks like. Okay? And by the way, the celebrity... I'm serious about what celebrity she looks like. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But I asked you for this for a reason. Have you seen Grease?
Yes.
You said no, and you hate it.
I mean, I've seen it.
But you hate it. You've seen it, but you hate it.
Yes.
Okay. This brings me to another tangent that is well-deserved.
Okay.
I've been waiting to bring this up, and this is a great opening, and you deserve this, okay? You deserve this because you hate Grease, okay? You say that you hate Grease, and yet you like the TV show Glee. That is bad. Why is that bad, Batman? Batman is nodding. Seriously, you hate Grease, but you like Glee.
I will say I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I do. But I do like it. I do like it. I liked it when it first came out, and I liked the first couple seasons. But it's gotten a little absurd.
Let me tell you, Glee sounds like everyone's singing on karaoke. Now, is it just me? At least with Grease, you have production value, and they knew how to make a movie. I mean, give them credit. I mean, come on.
I've never seen it, so I can't answer that.
Glee is like a karaoke. Everyone's voice is super loud.
It's gotten worse in that it's really become, they've tried to be too cute with the plot, and it's just ridiculous and absurd. The first season was kind of funny because they were all a bunch of geeky people who got made fun of, and Lord knows I can relate to that.
Well, now it's I can't relate to everyone, Greasers.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. It's fair to have your opinion, but I've been waiting for the right opening.
Scary.
Was that not a fair opening? Thank you. Yes, Batman.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't fair.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just saying that it was.
Do you like Grease?
No. Yes, I do. I grew up on Grease. I was 7 years old when it came out, and I saw it in the theater 18,000 times that year.
That was the movie you picked to see in the theater that much?
You know what? What else was out in 78?
Lots of good stuff. But I mean, it was popular.
Yeah, know. I mean, I saw Star Wars. I saw. You know, I loved them all. I mean, I saw Jaws. I was like 5 years old when it came out, and I saw Jaws in the theater. So, I mean, all those movies to me. Again, Grease, it's a classic. Do I enjoy watching it from start to finish anymore? No. I mean, I've probably seen it at least no less than 50 times in my life. I mean, I've seen it enough, you know. Mm. But again, it's something from growing up, you know. But, all right, so you might be thinking to yourself, I know what you're thinking right now, Jared.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking to yourself, which character in Grease does Brad think Tanya looks like? Kinnicky?
that was I'd forgotten his name, but
Putzy?
How
about the epoch faced dude that
Eve Arden?
Yeah. Jeff Conaway. No. Actually, keep thinking though. Yeah, you probably don't know him well enough to be able to answer that. I wonder if Batman knows of any of the other characters or
you've got a Frenchie.
Probably Rizzo.
Yes. Yes. That is correct. Tanya looks like Stockyards Channing. Okay. No, but not. Okay, Stockyards Channing in Grease as Rizzo wasn't that unattractive. I mean, she was not the best looking girl. I mean, clearly Olivia Newton-John was.
I had a friend who really liked her. It kind of puzzled me. He thought she was the star.
It's a little strange. It is a little strange.
He liked her better than he did Olivia Newton-John in Leather, so that was a little bizarre.
That is a little bizarre. But overall, it's not an insult to say that she looks like Stockyards Channing. I mean, it'd be an insult to say she looks like what was the name of the chick that won the
principal?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be nice. So,
right.
I still cannot believe that she stood us up. It really, really is not good. Really, really not good.
Hmm. Do you think there'll be any sort of atonement? You think there'll be any sort of?
Well, what else can we do? We could give her a number on.
Waiting for mercy.
We could give her a number on the air. She did mention on Twitter. She said, "Don't." Because I said, "Hey, you know, I know you don't know me, but we'd really prefer to call you." It's a lot easier because we can't just have you call us because we're on a schedule of taping and everything, and you're not really going to know where we're at, and we're not going to know where we're going to be at a certain time. So she gave me her number, and she said, kind of jokingly, "Hey, don't spread it around everybody just yet." And it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to do that, but you know what? No, look, seriously, if we were a big show where we had no offense, Todd, millions and millions of listeners listening to us right now.
Thousands and thousands. I will go that far.
Tens and tens. Which you got to understand the language of Batman, okay? When he says thousands and thousands, he means tens and tens.
No, I don't. I mean, holy cow, your downloads are doing amazing.
This
and
is good.
Your live feed is doing great, too.
Would love to see those numbers on paper. Would help me sell some advertising.
I could do that.
That would be great. That would be great. Thank
I'll have
you.
Those for you.
Some Bradvertising.
But honestly, some Bradvertising would be fantastic. But seriously, Batman, more importantly, Just work on that show upload thing that we talked about. That'd be great. Thank you. Got the thumbs up. So I guess she's not calling us back. We should try to call again. Should we try it again? Let's try again.
What, right now?
Well, I'm kind of...
It's ring a do.
It's ringing now? Okay. I was going to say, we could wait. I'm not hearing anything. Okay, there we go. I was thinking if we catch her now...
Anal.
You know. No, it's cool. I just wanted to make sure. No. Anal? Make sure you wear a condom.
Hello?
Thank God! It's about time, for crying out loud. How many times do we have to call you?
I am so sorry. I was in spin class. I didn't think you guys were going to call right at 6:30.
You were in what class? You were
spin.
In spin?
Yeah. Stationary bicycling.
Oh, stationary.
I'm training to ride in a 7-day bicycle trek across Iowa. It's called Ragbri.
Oh, yes, Ragbri. Very, very popular. We all know about Ragbri down here. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Tanya, it's great to have you. We're gonna applaud you, even though this is the second time we had to try to call you. So let's go ahead and applaud her for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us finally. We're going to have to breeze through some stuff, if you don't mind, because we're a little short on time. We just spent 10 minutes ragging on you on the show. So now
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, a couple of things real quick. First of all, remember, you got to keep it clean, okay?
Right.
Okay. But we do have a question about that. We read some of your tweets as sample tweets on the air, but we had to censor them, of course. what's the deal with your Twitter persona? Are you just playing games? It kind of seems like you are.
I'm absolutely just me. I mean, if I think of something funny, I put it. I do a lot of the things that are on there, and a lot of them pertain to things going on in my life.
Okay. For example, you can call me any name in the book except lousy sea sucker, lame F, and Sally. Don't call me Sally. Okay. That's
right.
One of your tweets. Okay. Refer to your C as salami is the best way to get rejected. Do stop it. I agree with that one.
Right.
I do agree with that. And right. my favorite was let me see here. Blah, blah, blah. Want a trophy wife, try being a trophy husband. That was a good one.
Right.
Yeah. So are you just being yourself then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Jared actually was wondering if there was a reason behind doing it, but I guess you've kind of explained it then in that regard. Jared,
well,
did you have something? Well, go ahead, Tanya.
Yeah. Funny. I like humor, and if I can make somebody laugh, when I get on Twitter, you know, I laugh and just be silly, be goofy, be myself. You know, I have 800 and some friends on Facebook, but none of those friends know I have a Twitter. And so I have six something, I don't even know, on Twitter that just follow me, maybe because they think I'll, no. Probably because they think I'm funny. nobody knows me. I don't know anybody. They could probably find me if they were smart, but.
Well, that,
it's
that
a comic relief.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just didn't know if it was, I mean, a lot of people use Twitter to drive people to something else. Like if you had, I don't know, a book idea or some other sort of, you know, outlet for the persona, but you know, a lot of people use Twitter for its own thing too.
Right. No, I don't.
It's just just an outlet for you, huh?
It is an outlet, yeah. Because on Facebook, I have to be so clean with all the children and the family I have on there, and
yeah.
And I'm very entertaining on there too. I get a lot of raves about that, but I just like to laugh and I like people to feel good, and that, you know, if I can help somebody out with a giggle, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. A lot of your tweets do make me laugh. I will give you that. That is for sure. And I mentioned to the listeners here a little while ago that you actually came to me and said you thought you should be on the air because you have such a sweet and sexy voice. And I will say that right now, honestly, your voice is nice. I like it.
Thank you.
Definitely light years ahead of our other guests.
Probably.
That was good, man.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did he say ahead of our other guests?
Yeah. He's being facetious, but in some regards.
In a good way, though.
Yes, in a good way, of course. We want to ask you, if you don't mind, I think I mentioned to you that we have a Ring of Fire initiation quiz. We're not going to have time to go over all the questions, but we'd like to ask you a few just to get an idea as to where you stand. We can probably go ahead and initiate you into the Westmar Nation, the fan club of the Brad Westmar Show. Sound good?
Okay,
here we go. This one is real simple. What song are you most embarrassed to admit to liking?
I Want to Make Love Right Now.
Time to
I wish we never broke up right now, now, now. I think it's called Right Now, Now, Now.
I like the fact that she sang it, too. That's good.
Impressive.
That's good. Oh, hey, you got your stopwatch ready, Jared?
I do not.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll do it. We're going to give her 15 seconds. I think 30 seconds was too much last week.
Okay.
Tanya, in 15 seconds, how many presidents can you name? Go.
Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Harry Truman, more. This is terrible.
I love this.
Done.
Wow, she, I think that's 15 seconds. Yeah. That's about five or six
Rue.
There. No, you're done. You're done. Yeah, you're done. That's not good.
But well, I kept getting names mixed up. You think of the first and last, and then you can't think of anything. Yeah.
What you're saying is that sometimes the voice might be sweet and sexy, but maybe the brain isn't working as quickly as the voice.
Oh, actually, I'm very quick-brained.
Easy now. Okay. Here, this question is more up your alley, Tanya. Round it off to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How many sexual partners have you had in your lifetime?
Oh, let's say 20.
20. Okay.
Round it off.
All right, rounding it off. Yeah. Last week we got asked the question, do you round it up or down? I'm going to assume you rounded that down. Am I right? You did, didn't you?
You don't even know, but how much do you think it's funny?
I'm just guessing.
You're absolutely right. Oh. I do enjoy a good romp in the hay. It's round down.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right on.
Number four, what demons are you currently battling? What demons are you currently battling, Tanya?
Insecurity and cigarette smoking.
Insecurity and cigarette smoking. Okay.
Insecurity as in people see me a lot more often than I see myself. Yeah, it's high time I see myself a little bit more often.
I think that sounds like a tweet. Have you done that? Have you tweeted that yet?
It's so personal. I did. It says something about the tears, a river of insecurities keep flooding back like tears. So with strings attached or something. Yeah, I did that.
She's pretty. She probably should write a book, Jared.
I'm thinking there's material.
There is material there. Do you like sports at all, Tanya?
I do. I'm wearing a Raiders hoodie right now.
Ooh, wow, Raiders. We don't like that down here in Kansas City, but that's okay.
Oh, the Chiefs. Yeah.
No, it's don't easy Sorry. Now. Easy.
I think we're
it's
both
okay.
Easy.
I'm not a hater.
That's good.
I'm not a hater.
You're a Raider, not a hater. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you like sports, then you could probably answer this question. Who, in your opinion, is the most handsome male pro athlete? Dead silence.
I really want to get back to you on this because I need to do my research because I'm very big on who's the most handsome guy around.
Wow,
in fact, my friends and I give awards sometimes at the end of the night. We don't want nothing to do with them. We just go up and say, hey, you are like the most handsome guy in the bar.
Well, you see,
you're welcome. Have a good night. Yeah.
I think that what you're saying is you take this question so seriously that you don't want to make a mistake. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm going to ask you a couple more. Then we've got to let you go because we got to take a break here. But here's one. Okay. Here's one for you. How much money, in theory, for you to have sex with a sheep or other barnyard animal? What was that, Tanya?
In theory, I answered the question.
What did you say? I missed that. Oh, in theory. You can't give me any. You can't put a number on it?
No.
Does that mean it wouldn't really take a whole lot? I'm just trying to find out where you're coming from, girl.
Bestiality is absolutely disgusting.
Okay. Well,
I couldn't even. No.
Okay. All right.
I agree with her.
Okay. Fair enough. Because the guy we had on last week actually answered the question. So was just that kind of shows you where Brandon rates with Tanya there.
Yes. We've established a spectrum here.
Yes. It's kind of like a personality profile, you know, whether or not you actually fit in the Westmar Nation. And at this point, I don't know that you're going to, by the way you answered that question.
She might be too good.
You might be too good. Yeah. No, I don't know. But all right. Final question, another sexual question, actually. What family member would you have sex with if you had to?
That is so wrong. Are you going to kill my children if I don't?
No.
Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
I just think you just need to give us some kind of... It's again, it's in theory. If you had to...
Okay. Yeah. My second cousin.
Your second cousin. See, that's a safe answer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your second cousin is a male, I would assume.
Oh, I can pick a girl?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you go that way.
Yeah, it's a male.
Okay. You know what? I do have one more question that's actually very important. this is my favorite question out of all of them. What food smells most like Rosie O'Donnell's hygiene on its worst day? What food?
I know the answer to this. Parmesan pizza.
Parmesan. I like that.
That's horrifyingly accurate.
That's a very good answer, though. That's a very good answer. Well, Tanya, I hate to cut things short on such a high note, but we do have to move on. So we want to thank you, though. We're going to give you a little more applause here. So thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
You bet. And you did such a good job. We may have to have you back sometime, okay?
Rock on. Have a good time.
Thanks, Tanya. Talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was Tanya. She did answer the phone the second time. That was nice. She was spinning. Batman has given me the finger. Not that kind of finger. It's the roly-poly finger. We need to take a break. Let's take the break. Right. We will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat .22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to my stupid show. I am Brad with Batman at the Controls, and we have my buddy from a long, long time ago who's been on the show already once on the telephone. Magic Matt is on the phone. No, I'm sorry, you're not on the phone. Through the magic of electronics, Matt is here through Skype. Matt, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, things are working. It sounds great. It's like he's right here. I'm fine, pal. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Good to hear.
Good. Real good.
Looking forward to having you become a part of the show as long as everybody here likes you. And so far, so good. Nobody's complained. So
I should hope so. I got the warning from last week's show, though.
Yeah. Well, if you screw up.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. I mean, if you screw up, you're out. And I mean, Batman's hanging on by a thread back there. He knows that. Look at him. He's. but it's great to have you. Now, Matt, I'm going to let everybody kind of refresh everybody's memory that Matt and I worked in radio together. What was it? 15 years ago?
It's longer than that. Probably 17. Yeah, it's a half a lifetime ago for me.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't even been in radio since, for about that long, right?
Yeah. 17, 18, something like that.
But Matt was the guy who took care of me and all my crap for me back when I was doing live broadcasts and things like that.
Poor bastard.
I know. Well, you know.
It did.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice change of pace, actually.
To be on the air and not be taking care of all my crap?
Yeah. You're not yelling at me, making me do this and that. Somebody else gets to deal with that.
Exactly. And boy, let me tell you, he gets yelled at quite a bit more than you ever did.
I know. I listen.
Exactly. I'm not sure if he does, but I'm kidding. Hey, by the way, I was just thinking, how many times did you actually get on the air? Did you ever actually pull a shift other than like Casey Kasem and doing forecasts and stuff? Or I don't remember now for sure.
Yeah, I did a few overnight shifts.
Okay.
But that's about the extent of it. They didn't put me on the air when it was... important. They put me on the air when everybody was asleep.
Now, that's not true, because tell me if I'm wrong, there was a few times when I'd be out at the pool doing the splash dances and stuff like that, and I'd have to take the giant boombox back. If I remember correctly, I'd sometimes bring it to the station to do the rest of my show, because I was working 7 to midnight. Sometimes I'd take it back to the garage first and then come over. But during that period, you'd have to roll music, but you would not skip the forecasts, right?
No, that's a good point. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did do some of that, and I might have jumped in there for, you know, a little bit of an update as far as where you were at once in a while, but I think that's that was about the extent of it.
Yeah. Or maybe you would I'd get on the phone and you'd throw it to me or something like that, and I'd do a live break while I was in the car driving the boombox across the city or something like that. I don't remember for sure.
Might have. Yeah, it was a lot easier doing the overnight shift by myself, though, than it was, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't just you. It was never just you on location. It was,
yeah,
you know, you over here and then the GM up in a plane and the program manager on a float or something like that.
Speaking of the GM, let's see how you are with this, because I don't think I've done an imitation of him yet on this show. How good is your Ted Mann imitation? Ted Mann was our general manager and owner at the time. Let me hear your Ted Mann.
BJ, what the hell are you doing?
Very good.
It's okay. It's not as good as yours is.
God damn it, BJ, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, something like that.
Him yelling at you. That's all it comes down to in my head is him yelling at you.
I got yelled at. Honestly, Batman, don't feel bad. I used to get yelled at all the time. I did. It wasn't until I had been there for a few years that it finally, well, and then new blood would come in. And then, I didn't get yelled at quite as much because the new blood was getting yelled at all the time. You know, really weird things here, by the way, Matt. I look over at the microphone that this is weird, man. Matt's not here, okay? And yet I know that this microphone here is where he hears me from, okay? And even though I'm hearing him in my headphones, I keep looking at this microphone like the microphone is Matt. It's really, really weird. It's strange not to have somebody straight across from me, you know?
No kidding. I was looking at your little picture on Skype when we talked over the weekend, but now it's gone. I just see this like crazed jackalope staring back at me now.
Yeah, that's because you're connected to him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
but I was talking to this little tiny 1x1 inch picture of you.
That's true. And by the way, that means you need to get a picture up of yourself. Okay. We need a picture of you on Skype too. So at least, you know, Batman can look at you.
I'll do that. Okay. I'll do that this weekend or something. I'm so new to Skype.
I know you are. And by the way, Jared's very new to Skype too. Last night, I happened to see that he was on Skype, and I figured that he was talking to his wife, who is lost without him, as he's, of course, in Iraq right now. And I left him alone, and I sent him an email and said, I saw you were on Skype. I assumed you were talking to your family. He emailed me back in like 30 seconds. So clearly he wasn't. He probably thought that he was logged off of Skype and wasn't logged off of Skype. If you've noticed that when you're new to Skype, you have to literally remember to go and sign out of Skype, or you will stay into Skype. You can't just hit the X up in the right-hand corner, you know?
I found that out after the first day.
Yeah, because I think that was when I told you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anywho, so a couple of things to mention with you, Matt. First of all, one of the things that I got to thinking about with you is you were brilliant when it comes to women, and it really helps me out. I want to thank you, and here's why. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about names, and this gal that I was having a conversation with said that she always wants to call so-and-so's wife or fiance or a significant other by a different name, and that different name happens to be that person's ex. And I said, I've got the same problem. I said, what happens? People screw me up. I said, they'll be with somebody for a long time, and you'll get to know that person as Julie, for instance. Okay. And then, you know, they break up, and then they end up getting with somebody else and marrying that person, and they're with them for the rest of their lives. And now you got to remember that Julie is actually, or Linda is actually not Julie, but you always want to call Linda Julie because that's the name you've got embedded in your head for Mark, you know?
Right.
And you know where I'm going with this. You are great because you dated a young lady in high school named Stacy. And then that thing ended before I moved from Sioux City, Iowa, if I remember correctly. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And I believe you didn't really get serious with anybody for a while there, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it was just, let's see, doing the math. Yeah, it was a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple year break.
Yeah, okay. And then I just mentioned her name was Stacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And then years later, when you and I started to connect and you came down here a few times and we hung out and maybe drank a few libations and cocktails and things of that nature, and you started to date another young lady, and thank God you dated somebody named Stacy again. It was
great. Piece of cake.
Yeah, and you, exactly. Done it all the time. And yeah. You married her, which makes it even easier. I don't have to think of another girl's name when I'm with you. It's always Matt and it's always been Matt and Stacy to me. It's great.
Yeah. Well, it's even better for me.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't since have to, day one.
Exactly.
I've got about about 15 years of Stacy's.
You do
in my life. So.
And I am not going to kid you on this one either. I've dated a few women in my life, not a lot, but a few. And sometimes when they're too close together, you do sometimes accidentally almost call them by the wrong name yourself. So it's a good idea to just keep, like you said, keep the names the same and you don't have to worry about it. In fact, if I found somebody different now, if I got a divorce and I found somebody, I'd just say, I'm sorry, you're going to have to change your name to Christy. It's just going to have to be that way because I can't be with anybody else other than a Christy. Just
makes dating simpler when you're just looking for Christy's, though.
Well, that's this is true too. Exactly.
Right off the bat, what's your name, Julie? Nope. Sorry, this is not going to work out.
Or no, your name's Christy now. That's yep. Right.
That's not weird at all.
No, they wouldn't find that strange.
No, that wouldn't creep anyone out.
No. Oh man. So anyway, I've never officially thanked you. Never mind the fact that I openly. Admitted on live radio that I had forgotten that I was even in your freaking wedding. But that, again, that's call that just being old. Okay. That's my excuse for that.
No, I understand.
So
I understand it.
Thank you very much for marrying somebody named Stacy. That's helped me out a lot in my life. And
no problem.
More things. One of the things we talked about when you were in town a few weeks ago was the Raff Regatta race that we did together in 1994, I believe
yeah.
It was.
It was, 93.
Okay, 1993. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit, and I'll be damned. I talk about me not having a good memory. Your memory is pretty good, and you remembered things about that I don't remember at all. Now, I was fat, really fat, big guy back then.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you never have been a very big guy. In fact, I think you still weigh the same as you did in 1993 right now. Not
I might have put on a few more pounds.
You can't really
quite just plain skin and bones anymore. But
can't really tell.
In the same general ballpark, though.
Okay. I'm sure Stacy would say that it's not that much. So not that I've ever seen you naked, but got that came out wrong.
No, we have to make that clear right now.
No, we are not. No. No, we're not homophobic here, though.
We have never been or will we ever be that close.
No, but we were with shorts and just and no shirts.
Well, that day we were, yeah, because it was probably 1,000 degrees out and we were floating down the river. And
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun for us because, you know, as we talked about, we started at the beginning with everybody else. And then as the quote-unquote race progressed, we float down the river and there's a checkpoint. Halfway yeah. down or whatever it was. And if you didn't cross this checkpoint at a certain time, they pulled you from the river.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I'm almost positive we were the only ones they pulled from the river.
That very well made.
That stupid rap was so out of balance.
Yeah, well, it's because I weighed 300 pounds and you weighed 100 pounds soaking wet. And that was the problem, I think, you know.
Yeah. And I actually think that, you know, they used to place those little ducks in the water. I think we got lapped by those little rubber duckies as they floated down the river.
I think we did. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you sure they pulled us or did you maybe quit?
I'm positive they pulled us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
But it was for the best, though, because if you remember, the other KG95 team that was out there with us
yes.
came away with a serious sunburn problem.
And I'm still trying to remember who that was. Now, one of them was Mike Logan.
Yep.
Craziest bastard in Sioux City on the radio. And
he was funny.
And the other guy, you said he was on the air later that day?
Yeah, because we went back because there was some sort of a dance or something that we went to that night.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to the station to peek in on him because we had heard that they'd, you know, been to the hospital because of it.
Yeah.
And then I just remember him sitting on that stool in the studio. And he was just had the chills because he was burned so bad with a blanket around his shoulders even.
It's funny because I barely remember that. I mean, when you told me that, it took me a long time to remember. And the only other person I can think of would have been Scott Miller. And I don't want to sit here and go back and forth. Was he a taller guy? Do you remember what he looked like?
He was, you know, taller, dark-haired guy. He was probably, his low to mid-20s?
Low to mid-20s. That's how you give the weather. He was actually in his early to mid-20s.
Okay.
You're giving the weather. That's good. No, I don't know who the hell it was, but
I don't know.
I do remember this, though, Matt. That was the first night that I met Stacy number one.
Right. Yeah. Because if I recall correctly, our first date was the night before the Raft Regatta. That's why I always – it's her, the Raft Regatta, and that Proclaimer song. Remember that one?
When I wake up.
That one.
Well,
yep.
I know I'm going to be.
All around the same time period.
That's okay. That was a good song. I like that song. Am I the only person that likes it? I like that song. It's a good song.
I do,
song.
Too. Yeah. It was only played, 10 times an hour on every station.
Exactly.
Across the country for 6 months.
Exactly. We got a good sunburn ourselves that day, if I remember correctly, but we didn't get that bad. I mean.
No. No, I think we, a lot of sunscreen and. We were not there long enough to get too bad.
It's true. It's very true. Now, one more thing I wanted to bring to your attention. I went to a public pool for the first time here this past weekend over the holiday. And we grew up in the same neighborhood, you and I, although yep. we didn't know each other until, like you said, about 17, 18 years ago. But we both, I'm assuming, went to the same pool. Public pool. Did you ever go to Lewis Pool? I assume you did.
Oh, yeah. I still have a scar under my chin.
What?
You're not accident at Lewis Pool.
You're not supposed to hurt yourself at the pool.
I tried to be cool and jump in and then spin around backwards as I jumped in and then caught my chin on the side of the pool. I didn't need stitches or anything, but butterfly band-aid for a little while.
You know what, though? Seriously, if you kept all your teeth doing that, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It was kind of a... pretty smart.
Ooh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Yeah. Well, the reason I bring that up was we went this weekend, and of course, Presley, she'd been to a pool before, but she'd never done some of the things we did together this weekend. And I got to reminiscing about the time at the public pool in Sioux City. And I don't know if they do things everywhere the same way they did at Lewis Pool in the 80s, but I had totally forgotten about the safety brakes. And we had been there at the pool this weekend for a couple of hours when I realized, I wonder if they're going to take any safety breaks. Apparently not. It's been a couple of hours and they've done nothing. But do you remember how the safety breaks used to go? I mean, it was like first you'd hear one of the teenage lifeguards turn on the microphone. And you know what it's like to turn on the mic, the big, just lots of noise when you turn the microphone on.
Yeah.
Maybe some feedback every once in a while, squeak, And as soon as you heard that when you're in the pool, you're like, is it going to be a safety break or are they going to say, that somebody has a phone call. So, you'd hear the click, and then you kind of wait, and then they go, can I have your attention, please? And then they pause.
Dramatic pause.
Yeah, dramatic pause, Todd Sheets, you have a phone call. Todd Sheets, you have a phone call. So then you'd go, I'm sorry about that, but I hope I'm making my effect.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds just like it.
I thought so. So then a little bit later, you'd hear a... Can I have your attention, please? I love you, and please clear the pool for a short safety break. Keep your arms and legs away from the water. Don't play with yourselves. Don't play with each other. And stuff like that, right?
Yeah, dead on.
And then you'd be sitting there, waiting for it. I don't know how long they were, 5, 10 minutes. The lifeguards would jump in and cool off a little bit. They'd come back out again. You're waiting and waiting and waiting, wanting to get in the pool. And then you'd hear every once in a while, you'd hear the microphone click back on again, and you'd be like, okay. And then they'd say, Mark, please come to the front desk. Mark, please come to the front desk. So still not time to go back in the water. Then do you remember what the phrase was when they finally turned the mic on and they said you can get back in the water? What would they say? They wouldn't just say, get back in the water. What would they say?
No, I don't remember it.
You may slowly re-enter the water. Remember that? You may slowly re-enter the water.
Yep. And then, of course,
everybody runs.
150 kids jump in all at the same time.
Exactly. Yep. So I think that I'm going to create a sounder that is basically a short safety break. Clear the pool for a short safety break. So when the show gets a little bit out of hand, I'm just going to play that. I'm just going to play, everyone, please clear the pool for a short safety break.
That's a good
play
idea.
That kind of music.
No music, Batman. No music. just a very distorted microphone saying, please clear the pool.
And then when it's all over, do we just all just start yelling all at the same time? It's like an all in. We don't slowly re-enter one at a time.
Go,
we all
yippee!
Have to yell at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll just kind of play it by ear. The only problem with it is Batman's going to need to work the magic, electronic magic with the Skype. so that eventually you and Jared can hear the Sounders over Skype. So he's going to work on that, he says, over the next week or so. So
okay.
we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Just kidding, Batman.
Sounds good.
All right, Batman, take the break, and we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Did it once, you're going to do it again, aren't you?
Can try.
15 seconds, please. During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
September.
Something... Oh. Luckily, the clock doesn't start until I finish the... September, of course. It's so obvious, isn't it? It's kind of embarrassing. You have to reset the clock because I just laughed at her. For the rest of that, tell me when you're reset to 15.
There you go.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Good girl.
Okay.
Well, just remind everybody, give me 20. If I talk, I'll be gone. Here we go.
Okay.
Good luck. Oh, this is for luck.
Oh, thank you.
During what months of... Hold the clock. Fine, I'm fine, we'll do it. Here we go.
Okay.
During what? I'm sorry, darling, because it's just important. There's money involved here, but that's the second. I will,
Okay, okay. I'm trying to concentrate.
All right.
Okay.
20, we got the 20. Got the 20 up, have we? Here we go. You're good. Good luck. I told you good luck.
Yeah, I know.
Fine, okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. First question coming up. Oh, God. Oh, here we go, darling.
You're gonna try
no, this is coming serious. Oh, I'm sorry, Don. While you were away, they sang Walter Houston's recording of September song, and it's very emotional to me. I always cry when autumn leaves. Here we go.
Time's up.
Yes, I'm fine. No, we're fine. I'll be fine. Here we go. Good,
okay.
Truly.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
During what month of pregnancy? Come on. Here we go.
I'm dying to hear it. Maybe I shouldn't hear it.
No, here we go. I'll go.
Okay.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
Third month.
Name something people wear that needs tying.
A necktie.
Try again.
A bow tie.
Try
again. A pass.
A noisy bird.
A cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Oh, thank you. A food. How the hell did you people get on this show?
We're getting an answer, love.
A food associated with Christmas. Food associated with Christmas.
Ham.
All the hell with that. A food associated with Christmas.
Ham.
Very good. And something kids fill with water.
Balloons.
Try again.
A ball.
A ball. Great. Turn around.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. And Batman wins tonight's, bet, I guess.
The break.
Of course, we're not going to take, the third break. And as I explained to him, we never take a third break. But the one time that I don't give you a third break to take, we're going to need a third break.
Better to be safe.
Better to be safe than sorry. Thanks again for joining us. We really do appreciate you listening. And be sure to check out bradwestmar.com, which is your home for extensions of the show. It's like hair extensions or
other extensions.
Other types of extensions, yes. And again, a couple of reminders. First of all, if you listened to last week's show, we played some songs that we're all three into. Each of us had a song. Uh-huh. And I forgot to mention at the end of the show a second time to go ahead and go to bradwesmar.com and vote for whichever song you like the most, you listeners out there. And I haven't checked the survey in a while. We'll maybe get a little update on it here soon. But just look on the right-hand side page of bradwesmar.com, and you'll see that survey over there. What else was I going to say? Oh, bradwesmar.com, great place to hang out. Jackaloperadio.com, another great place, of course, to hang out. If you're listening here on Friday night, you know that. There's plenty of shows to listen to, lots of great variety. And you can also find us on Twitter, the show, at Brad Westmar, and also at Jackalope Radio. And, of course, on Facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show and also Facebook.com/Westmar Nation. Here's the thing. Go to Facebook.com/Westmar Nation and please like us. It's embarrassing. This is one of the things. Look, Brandon said, do a fan page. I said, okay, why? He explained it. I'm like, okay, sounds like a good idea to me. No problem. And there's like 65 people that like us. And yet we have like 190 friends on Facebook. So it makes us look like we're a low rent radio show when we have a fan page that has 65 people liking us instead of 650 people liking us.
Well, that's probably five times as many in previous iterations of your work.
This is true. We have come a long ways. And yes. If you want to leave a voicemail that we'll never hear, you can dial us at 310-928-7857 because Batman and Skype are not friends. And I got to think at this point that it's Batman's fault. I just have to think that, no, I'm just kidding.
Maybe Microsoft will fix that all up.
It'd be nice if they would. You Somebody's got to fix it. Somebody. Oh, is Microsoft buying it?
Yeah, there's that rumor. I mean, it's Microsoft set to buy Skype.
The question becomes whether or not we'll lose our voicemails in the process. Probably.
Well, and we will have to update in the middle of getting the voicemail upgrade, just like Windows makes us do.
True. True. You know, we don't have time. We might have time for the name game. I've got a question. I've got a few minutes left here. Batman's busy Skyping over there. I wanted to either play the name game or I wanted to try to name 10 NBA players currently in the NBA because I don't like basketball so much. Or I hate basketball, or I don't care for basketball so much that I don't know that I could name 10 NBA players.
Wow.
Do you think, if I named off some players, would you know if they're still in the NBA?
I could possibly have a shot. I'm not a big fan. I know I could name 10.
You know you could, huh? Okay, yeah. Good. Well, let me see if I can name five, because I don't even know if I don't think I can.
Well, do you want to just alternate? You want to go one and I'll go one and then see who
All right, let's see
first.
If we can do that. Go ahead, start.
Kevin Garnett.
Well, LeBron James is pretty obvious.
Right. Paul Pierce.
Okay. Here's one that this one keeps coming to mind. I don't even know if he's still playing. Tim Duncan?
I think so.
See?
I know the East a little bit better than...
This is how far out I am. The playoffs are going right now, and I just don't care. I just don't watch it. Let's say Tim Duncan is okay.
Okay.
Name another one.
Ray Allen.
Who is that?
He's he plays for the Celtics.
Okay.
Used to play for the Sonics before they got moved to Oklahoma City.
Okay. Is Vlade Divac still playing?
No.
Oh, what about Spud Webb?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Dr. J?
Think rapist.
Oh, what about, did Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Is that six?
Yeah.
I think that's six.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn then.
Dirk Nowitzki? Nowitzki.
Okay. That's a German. That's seven. Okay. What about the guy that choked his coach? Is he still playing?
Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, is he still playing?
No.
No? No?
I don't believe so.
See? See how bad this is? Yeah. What about Patrick Ewing? Is he still playing?
No.
No?
No.
No. No. Larry Bird?
Yeah,
no.
Right.
No, he's gone. I'm just kidding. See? Name some teams.
If you start naming Harlem Globetrotters, then we're going to have a problem.
You live
Meadowlark Lemon.
Meadowlark Lemon. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, think some teams. Think
name some. I mean, I don't know anybody on the Celtics.
Okay.
You name Paul Pierce. Is Kirk Heinrich still playing?
Ooh, that I don't know. I don't think
so. My boy from my hometown?
Maybe secondarily.
Okay.
Not a.
See?
Battier's still playing.
Steve Kerr's gone, right?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, who's LeBron playing with?
Cleveland.
No, he's in Miami.
Oh, that's right. He's in Miami. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal. He's still playing, isn't he?
He is on the Celtics.
Okay. Oh, he's in the Celtics.
He's
now.
Been hurt, but I don't.
Jeez. Okay. But there's somebody else that plays for the Heat that I should know. Is there a guy named Horton?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
See? This is tough. Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge.
No?
You're okay. Killing me.
Okay.
I'm not even this bad.
All right. Yeah, this is tough.
We need to try this again with tennis players and then see how badly we do.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I wouldn't. No way. Is Andre Agassi officially retired?
Yes.
Okay. But you see how tough it is for me.
I do, as along with many other things.
And I'm trying to figure out why you know so many of them when you don't watch. I know you don't watch.
I watch enough. I read a few columns about it. You know, the Celtics have been somewhat interesting. There's a sort of Red Sox Boston sports message board so that things pop up that way.
Yeah.
So it's not. I'm all not right. Actively seeking out information.
I mean, I just don't. It's embarrassing. I mean, I so much don't care that I've just embarrassed the hell out of myself by trying to name NBA players. I mean, well, that's how bad it is. It'd be, but you know what would be worse would be Batman trying to name NFL players. That would never happen.
Or me trying to name comic book characters.
This is true. This
you have
is
a field
true.
Day with that.
By the way, congratulations to your Boston Bruins who have made it to just nip past the Philadelphia Flyers to get into the Eastern Conference Finals.
That was a pounding.
I know. It was being nice facetious. To see them.
Well, after last year, it was some sweet revenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what hockey's all about. So we're ending the show now. I guess we can't play the name game. We could try.
Oh, I don't know if we have time for that. We'll get into a groove.
Have to end the show. Batman's trying his damnedest to end us as early as he can.
Didn't we just start?
It feels like we did.
Yeah, I think we just did.
I hope people enjoyed the show, though. We tried.
What little of it there is. We do try.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to mention, too. The other thing that you've got to check out, in case you missed it last week, that I mentioned, was the bonus segment that I recorded in my hotel room in Atlanta.
Wow.
Had some good feedback on that, too.
Scary possibilities.
May
there.
Have been a little substances involved with that one as well. May have been.
I hope your neighbors didn't hear you in there.
Here's the thing. If you think about it, I figured if I do a show in my hotel room, nobody's going to know. They're going to think I'm talking to somebody on the phone. It's not that big of a deal.
Depends on what you're saying, right?
Well, this is true, too. And I did say a few weird things. In fact, I may have come up with a new way to end the show tonight. Instead of doing the C-U-N... You know what?
Right.
I've been thinking about. I don't know. We'll see. I'll end the show. Batman's trying to get me to end the show. Should we end the show?
End it. Finish it.
We're only 57 minutes in.
Or 57.
All right. I'm gonna wrap. He's got the thing of like he's winding up a phone or something like that. Like,
he's cranking the
Cranking up the rotary phone. You know. All right. We'll end it. Do you want to say anything in closing?
I've said enough.
All right. Brad Westmar here saying. Good night for Batman and Jared Afkar. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for coming. Good night.